With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Week 10 was ugly for us, like many weeks have been in recent memory, losing records for each and every one, but I was the worst. I went 1-4. Boomer went 2-3. Jerry went 2-3. Boomer still in first place with a winning record, 27-24. I dipped a game below 500 at 25-26. Jerry is 22-29, seven games under and five games off the lead. Today's football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, peat, tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. By Rex Real Estate, pay only 2% to sell your home. By Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. And by Prop Swap, which also sponsors Al's $5 five-team parlay. Jerry is not here with us today. CeeLo is. The picks that CeeLo is making are picks for Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry has sent these picks to CeeLo, so those are Jerry's picks. Where do we start today, CeeLo?
All right, five games for Week 11. We will start in Minnesota with the Broncos coming in for a visit, and it's Denver getting 10.5 against the Vikings.
That is a lot of points for a team in Denver that's going to want to play a slow game. We know the Vikings like to play a slow game and run the football. I think the Vikings will win. It's a classic spot for them to dominate. But I do believe that this is going to be a little bit more anxious than I want it to be and the Minnesota Vikings want it to be, especially after a big win on the road. I think the Broncos keep this one close. Vikings will win. They'll continue to win. They'll get over to 8-3 on the year. But the Broncos and Brandon Allen, one of the many Allens now, will keep this one close and cover.
Wow. Yeah, I see it's like a 24-10 game. You know, that's how I feel about it. I feel like it's a two-touchdown game for the Vikings. I'm going to take the Vikings at home, and I think they're going to drub the Broncos.
Jerry's got the Vikings as well, double digits and then some. Wow. So
I couldn't give two sh**. I don't care.
Yes, you do.
Well, right. I guess he doesn't care. Maybe that's why he's below 500. Anyway, second game, you got the Texans and the Ravens. That's the big one in Baltimore. It is a 1 o'clock kick, and you've got Houston getting 4.5 at Baltimore.
Yeah, I really feel like the Ravens are a much better team. I love Deshaun Watson, too. Lamar Jackson clearly playing at MVP level. I just feel like the Texans are capable of these stinkers every now and again, and we have not seen the Ravens play that poorly since that Browns loss a couple of weeks ago. And what they did last week to Cincinnati showed that they are a dominant football team. I know Cincinnati stinks, but to come off the Patriot game, to go on the road, division game, and to win by like 1,000 shows me they are not messing around. I'm taking the Ravens in this one and feeling pretty confident about it.
You know, I think Lamar Jackson has become like kryptonite to everybody. Like, nobody can tackle him. Nobody can stop him. And if he's not on throwing the ball, he's going to beat you running the ball. And this is going to be really interesting with this Texans defense. I like the Ravens at home. I think that they are – I mean, this is a big game for Lamar because he's going against Deshaun.
Sure.
And both of these guys want to put out a great effort. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I kind of feel like the Ravens are going to cover here. So I'm going to go with the Ravens at home.
Couple of MVP candidates locking up. Jerry's with you guys. You get 3 for 3. You all like the Ravens. Now we go to the late afternoon window.
Shut up.
All right.
God, shut up.
In Santa Clara, it's the Niners hosting the Cardinals. Arizona getting 10.5.
So, last time these two teams met in Arizona, it was a Thursday night game. It was a 3-point game. The 49ers.
It was a short week game.
It was a short week football game.
Yes.
The 49ers are going to be without Joe Staley, without Matt Breida, without George Kittle.
Emmanuel Sanders up in the air.
Emmanuel Sanders questionable, without Quan Alexander. I am taking the Arizona Cardinals to cover this spread, and then I even feel like this could be that knockout pick type of thing with a big upset with the Arizona Cardinals. That's how confident I am in what Kyler Murray is doing. Give me the Cardinals in this one.
I'll make it quick. I'm going to take the Cardinals as well.
Jerry's got the Cards as well. Wow. We go to Philadelphia. Eagles hosting the
Bryce,
Patriots.
Get your head out of the sand or out of your ass and wake up.
New England laying 3.5 on the road in Philly.
I absolutely love the Patriots in this spot. I know that the Eagles have turned it around. Their offense looks a hell of a lot better than it did early on, but there is no way that after this time off that the Patriots have had after losing to the Baltimore Ravens, they're going to come out and lose another game. They're going to win this one big. Give me the Patriots.
I like the Patriots as well.
Jerry's got the Eagles going against you guys there.
These two losers.
The Jet game, they're in Washington or Landover to take on the Redskins. The Jets getting 2.5 with Dwayne Haskins at quarterback for the Redskins.
I think the Jets play a similar game that they did against the Giants, against Washington, and they win comfortably in this spot. They're going down there. They're going to win comfortably against the Redskins. Comfortable win for the Jets.
You can't think comfortable.
When's the last time they had a comfortable win?
Well, it's going to happen. Comfortable win.
You know, with the way that Jamal Adams played last week, and he won the, obviously, AFC Defensive Player of the Week, I think he follows it up against Dwayne Haskins. You know, they're going to go against a quarterback. This is where Greg Williams has got to now step forward as the defense coordinator and win the game on defense. I think they will, but not comfortable.
I guess the win over the Cowboys was pretty comfortable now that I think about it. But Jerry likes the Jets as well, so there you go.
Do you really think I give a goddamn...
All right, that's it. Our picks for Week 11.
You would think that Jerry runs around here just cussing up everybody and screaming and yelling.
Not far off. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.